Established in 1967 within the Mafatlal Group as India's first organized fluorine chemistry company. It demerged and listed separately in 2011 as Navin Fluorine International. Multi-year capex at Dahej from 2021, plus a Honeywell refrigerant intermediate contract, anchored the specialty shift. By financial year 2025, revenue was around ₹2,300 crore, with specialty chemicals above 60% of the mix. 1967 established as part of the Mafatlal Group, India's first organized fluorine chemistry company. 1985 it becomes one of the few Indian players in inorganic fluorides, refrigerants and specialty fluorochemicals. 2011 it demerges from Mafatlal Industries and lists separately as Navin Fluorine International. 2017 CDMO and high purity fluorochemicals are added. 2021 multi-year capex begins at Dahej, with long-term contracts signed with global pharma, agrochem and electronics customers, including a Honeywell HFO refrigerant intermediate deal. 2023 the Dahej HPP1 facility comes online. 2024 battery electrolyte additives and semiconductor-grade fluorine emerge as new growth verticals. Financial year 2025 revenue runs around ₹2,300 crore, with specialty chemicals crossing 60% of revenue. 2025 new fluoropolymer and specialty fluoride products are commercialized for electronics and battery markets, with specialty chemicals flagged as the primary medium-term driver. 2026 Navin Fluorine stands as one of three Indian fluorochemicals platforms with global pedigree. Navin Fluorine is one of only three Indian fluorochemicals platforms with genuine global pedigree. Its story is a mixed shift, from commodity refrigerants to high-value specialty chemicals, CDMO and now electronics and battery-grade fluorine, and that shift is what re-rates the business. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point. Navin Fluorine is one of three Indian fluorochemicals platforms with global pedigree, and the shift from commodity to specialty is what re-rates the business, a shift that is now largely complete. The specialty chemical compounders are the ones who turn molecules into multi-year contracts, and that is exactly what the Dahej capex and global customer agreements represent. This is general information, not investment advice.